You are listening to Chanakya in You, Adventures of a Modern Kingmaker, written by Radhakrishnan Pillai, narrated by Vijayan Menon. Chapter 1. Grandpa's Advice. I once had a very loving grandpa. I guess all grandpas are loving, but the bond I shared with my grandpa was different. First of all, I had only ever known one grandpa in my life, the father of my father. Also, I was brought up in a metropolitan city while my grandparents lived in a village. So every vacation I looked forward to visiting them. It was a special event for both me and my grandparents. They waited eagerly for their grandchildren to come home and spend time with them. As a child, I knew that with them around me, no one in this entire world would dare object to my pranks, not even my own parents. I had full freedom to do whatever I wanted. There is a saying, why are grandparents and grandchildren close to each other? Because they have a common enemy in between. So, the bond between these two generations is very unique. While you are a parent, you are burdened with so many responsibilities that it is difficult to dedicate enough quality time to your kids, even though you really want to. As for our grandparents, since they have all the time in the world, they need someone to pass on their love and experience to. They find life's fulfillment in their grandchildren, and the kids in turn look forward to receiving their wisdom in the form of stories, long walks in the gardens, fields and marketplaces. My grandpa was a master storyteller. He had so much to tell us. While many of these stories were from his own life, most of them were from the lives of others. He would lead us to his library, which was full of books, while Grandma was busy in the kitchen preparing a variety of delicacies for everyone. At the time, my cousins and I were not really interested in the books he held so dear, yet his library was amazing. It was his private den, with neatly arranged books classified and categorized and each covered and neatly labeled. He even showed us a register where he maintained a list of the type of books he had, from science to world literature and poems to paintings. He had books spanning a wide range of interests. But I was far more interested in listening to his stories than reading those heavy, wordy books. Besides, Grandpa had a knack for recalling events from different books he had read and weaving them into stories that we as kids could understand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?